بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the incident of Bal'am bin Ba'ura, who was a knowledgeable man from amongst the Bani Israel. Allah had given him knowledge of his names, of his sifat, and he had knowledge of deen. But when temptation was put in front of him, and worldly possessions and things were offered to him, then, as we mentioned last week, he had then gone forth and made dua against Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of this, Allah punished him and destroyed him completely. Now Allah speaks about the fact that there will always be a group, or there will always be those people who will not accept the truth. They are destined for the fire of Jahannam, and their taqdeer is such that no matter what happens, they will end up in the fire of Jahannam. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah mentions, I created Jannah, and I created people who will eventually end up in Jannah, and I created Jahannam, and I created those people who will also eventually end up in the fire of Jahannam. So although we are obliged to make an effort and to propagate the deen of Allah to people and to try and save as many people as we can, but there are those who the decree has already been passed upon or against, and no matter what happens, they will not bring iman and they will not go to Jannah. So Allah speaks about this. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Allah says, certainly we have created for Jahannam many from amongst the jinn and from amongst humankind, from amongst mankind. So that there will be those jinn who have already been created for Jahannam, and those human beings who have already been created for Jahannam. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Now Allah mentions a few of the attributes of these people. They have hearts by which they do not understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And they have eyes by which they do not see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears by which they do not hear. In other words, despite them having these faculties of guidance, hearts and minds that will allow them to think, eyes that allow them to see the truth, ears that allow them to listen to what is correct, they do not use their faculties in the correct way. They do not use their hearts and minds to think correctly, or their eyes to see correctly, or their ears to listen to the truth. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Now Allah says that these people are like cattle. This comparison, why are they or how are they like cattle, like animals? In the sense that cattle especially, although they also have these faculties, they have eyes, they have ears, and they have senses, they have perception, but they only use these faculties in order to fill their bellies. This is their only goal, their only objective in life. They use their eyes, their ears, their faculties just to fill their bellies. This is their only goal, their only purpose. And likewise, these people, they also have been blessed with faculties, with eyes, with ears, but they also use it only to fill their bellies, only to make their dunya. So Allah says they are like cattle, and then Allah takes it one step further, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Rather, they are even more astray. They are even more astray than cattle, or they are even more unguided than cattle. What is meant by this is that cattle or animals in general, although they may use their faculties to fill their bellies and to take care of themselves in this world, but at least they use their faculties to fulfill the purpose Allah has created them for. You will not find, ulama explain, you will not find the cow that's grazing in the field suddenly going and eating something that it's not supposed to eat. It will not now go and chase another animal and try to eat another animal. The cow also knows that I have been created to eat grass, so it will only eat grass. But insan, when they move away from their objective, from their purpose, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they become even more astray than cattle, in the sense that now not only do we use our faculties and our abilities to fill our bellies, but we now do this in the incorrect way. We will now consume what we are not supposed to consume, listen to what we are not supposed to listen, speak what we are not supposed to speak. So in this sense, we are even worse, or those human beings are even worse than cattle, worse than animals, because they are using these Allah-given faculties and abilities against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah says, they are the heedless ones. They are totally unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Now Allah speaks about His beautiful names and attributes. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. That to Allah belongs very beautiful names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call unto Him using these names. In other words, make dua to Allah and use these attributes, these names of Allah in your dua. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commonly we hear of the 99 names of Allah. But ulama have written that Allah's names are not restricted to 99. 99 names come from the riwayat, the hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا. That Allah has 99 names which, if they are enumerated and they are learnt and abided by, then the person who does this will enter Jannah. So these specific 99 names, if a person learns, memorizes, and calls unto Allah using, and he understands these names of Allah, he abides by them, he recognizes the attributes behind it, then he will enter Jannah by virtue of this. But this does not mean that Allah does not have further names. In fact, we find in other ahadith where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam alludes to this also, where he makes dua to Allah and says, O Allah, I ask you, بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ هُوَ لَكْ. I ask you, based on every name that you have, whether you have revealed it in your kitab or you have kept it in your knowledge. So from this we understand Allah has more than 99 names. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. So Allah says, call unto Him using these names and abandon those who commit deviancy, those who are deviant regarding His names. And this, we find the mushrikeen of Makkah, they would take the names of Allah and they would name their idols by similar names. So we find the two famous idols, Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, which are mentioned in Quran also. They got the name Al-Lat from the name Allah, and they got the name Al-Uzza from Allah's name Al-Aziz. So they would do this. They would take the names of Allah and they would then tweak it or alter it and apply it to their idols. So Allah says, those who are deviant with regard to the names of Allah, abandon them, leave them. سَيُجِزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They will be recompensed for their actions. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. And then to end the ruku, Allah says that from amongst those whom we have created, they will always be a group that will guide by means of the truth. And they will be upright, they will be just, they will be fair. Mufassirin mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this verse refers to my ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah, there will always be a group from amongst the ummah who will be rightly guided and who will guide others by means of the truth. They will not allow deviancy, they will not allow distortion, they will not allow any watering down of deen. We find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, La tazalu ummati. There will always be from amongst my ummah ta'ifatun, a group who will remain steadfast upon the truth. La yadurruhum man khadalahum wala man khalafahum. Those who abandon them, those who oppose them, will not cause any harm to them, and they will continue doing what is correct until Allah's promise comes, meaning until the day of Qiyamah comes. So this is the speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.